Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
Man, that is some head-bopping music right there, right?
Oh, yeah, jamming out over here.
He's jamming out at Business Radio X. Rich Kasten over here, your host for another exciting episode of Buckhead Business Radio X here in our Buckhead studio. We, Ryan Redhawk McPherson, sitting alongside here. How are you today?
I am unbelievable.
Oh, dude, that's my deal. Now, what am I going to be?
Well, you can be joining me in this unbelievable experience that we're about to have here on the radio.
And speaking of the radio and our studio, don't tell the other studios, but word is we're the best studio in town. Yeah,
no doubt about it.
Yeah. I mean, this amazing $1 million view. Yeah. Come on by. We offer free tours, by the way. Yeah,
and free water.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Right. Every free tour, unlike some other not really competitors, but other media outlets with three initials that rhyme with CNN.
Yeah.
They charge you what, $20-$25 a ticket or whatever. Yeah,
they do. And these were things we were talking about last week at our network mixer, weren't we?
Absolutely, good segue there. Yeah, I was about ready to go off on tangent.
Just last Thursday, we had a corporate network mixer which featured a lot of the other studios as well as past guests, some other show hosts there at the Sandy Springs Concourse Athletic Club, but a great turnout and a great way to just kind of network with other media personnel.
Well, and I was shocked being in July this summer. Everybody says, well, you won't have any people showing up here. We had almost a record attendee crowd. I mean, and when you say free networking, free parking, you get to hobnob with some other guests that have been in all of our studios throughout the network.
Yep.
It's just a very collective. I remember going to that event just as a professional networker in other business in a former life before I drank the Kool-Aid here at Radio X.
Yep.
It's a great event.
And it
comes up once a quarter. So the next one's in October, I believe.
That's right. So make sure you look for that on your radar and sign up as soon as possible and plan on attending the next BRX network mixer.
And you can go right to our website, Buckhead Business Radio X. There's a link right there. Sign up for our newsletter and you'll be in the loop. You'll be in the know and you'll be smarter than the day before.
Sounds good to me. And I guess the other top of the news story is the launch of International Business Radio coming up.
It's official. We kicked this idea around for a long time. There's been a lot of, we've had some guests kind of float in and out in that sandbox or as subject matter experts in that arena. And it is now official. We're excited to announce next month, August 26th, is the official date for the inaugural episode of International Business Radio. And tell our listeners what that might entail.
Oh, that's exciting. It's going to be featuring Atlanta, you know, is an international city.
Absolutely.
We are a hub of international business, international people from all over the world. So we want to bring them together on a radio show to feature those people who are doing business internationally and Atlanta being their home. And we are going to be doing that on International Business Radio.
And how many chambers? And give me some of the stats.
There's over 80 international consulates represented here in the city of Atlanta, and over 30 international chamber of commerce here in the city of Atlanta. So, I mean, you take your pick. You know, right outside our window here is the French consulate.
Right.
So hopefully we can get some pastries over here.
How do you say howdy y'all in French?
Yeah.
We need to wave with them next time.
Yeah. I'll study that and get back to you on there.
So meanwhile, so if you want to join us on the show, just go to, actually the domain name is internationalbusinessradio.com. If you go to internationalbusinessradio.com, you'll see upcoming shows. You'll be able to send in a booking request to nominate yourself or someone that you know. Just go to internationalbusinessradio.com. You'll see the booking request, all the information there. And but right now, the August show is already booked out, so we're taking requests now for the next show, September 23rd. And with that having been said, let's talk about our show today.
That's right. Please welcome to the studio Matt Meeks. He is a lover of all things tech. So he decided to take his love of technology as well as digital marketing and make it a full-time job, thus creating M6 Media. Now he gets to use his expansive knowledge of both every day, and he couldn't be happier. The best part about Matt, though, is his uncanny way of making things look simple. If you have a technology question, he can explain it to you in a way that makes even the most technology-challenged person feel tech smart. Please welcome to the Buckhead Business Radio X Studios, Mr. Matt Meeks.
Hey, good morning.
All right.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Unbelievable.
Right?
As you heard
it's
earlier.
Hard to do anything other when you have a gorgeous view.
I'm telling you, yeah.
Very true.
And it's not pointing at Ryan when he's saying that,
Come now.
All right. So you are going to make even the most technology challenged person.
We were talking about this beforehand. Now that's a challenge. I'll take you up on that. Yeah, because, wow. So after this interview, myself, Ryan, and all our listeners will guarantee their money back.
Right? Yeah, right. It's free 99.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, free 99. TechSmart. Who wouldn't want to be TechSmart? I'm looking forward to this interview.
Yeah.
So before we kind of jump into business, actually, let's just mention your domain name right at the top. So people kind of, as they're listening, tune in. Where would they find you on the World Wide Web?
We're easy to find. You can either Google us, M6 Media or M6Media.net.
Okay, perfect. So we'll mention that a couple other times. So again, before we jump into the techie part of the conversation, tell us a little bit about yourself. Originally from the area, have you lived other places?
I'm actually originally from Atlanta. The oddballs that grew up in Atlanta.
Well, Ryan's one of them.
I'm born and raised right here in the ATL.
Third generation, right?
That is true. So,
Were you born inside the Beltway, right? Inside the perimeter?
Uh-oh, we have a fist fight here. Security.
Okay. Yeah. See, that people tease me all the time. Yeah. They're like, no, you didn't live inside 285. And I'm like, I live close enough.
Yeah, right. That
still
is true.
Atlanta. No,
well, y'all are so old. 285 wasn't even here, right?
Ow. Right. Gosh.
Well, that comes from a Miami end. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So lived here all that time. What
lived
brought
in Houston, Texas as well.
Oh, okay.
Though, and then moved back.
Shout out to Houston.
Yeah. Woo. Texas.
We have a Dallas, Georgia. I don't think there's a Houston, Georgia, but
there's a Houston, Georgia.
Yeah, and I mispronounced that one time on the air, and I got my hand slapped.
Yep.
So now talk to us about before you, because you're the founder and creator and the brains behind M6 Media. What were you doing in a former life?
I've done a few things.
Okay. Share, would you?
I have served on church staffs actually before. Worked with several nonprofits.
Okay.
I've worked in the commercial signage industry probably for the longest. We worked with some large companies, Regal Cinemas, stuff like that.
Okay.
And that kind of is where I got my start into digital marketing, the internet side of things, and saw a great need, found that I had a love for it. And that's kind of that segue moved me over there.
The internet of all things, as they call it, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. And the evolution of it.
And speaking of signage, you worked with a company for years. Were they kind of in the banner or design or
sign? I worked for a company called Ad Props, where we made marketing and print marketing and packaging mock-ups for print ads, television commercials, such like that. And Coca-Cola was one of our big clients. We made a lot of fake Coke cans.
Really?
Yeah, that's what we did.
Are they still around?
Yeah, they've changed names a couple times and have moved around the city from where
I was talking about Coca-Cola.
Oh.
All
I
right,
think they're
so,
still going strong.
Yeah. Okay, so Matt, let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. So what do y'all do to help folks there at M6 Media?
Yeah, we've basically got two divisions of the company.
Okay.
We primarily focus on the education side, actually, and teaching people how to do digital marketing, how to build websites, how to do their email marketing, how to build out social media. That's really one of my passions. Then we've also got our managed services side where, you know, a client cuts us a check and we handle the whole process.
Nice.
So if they don't have the time, energy, desire to do it, we'll just handle it.
So they can kind of have their hands in or out of the mix, whatever kind of works best for them.
Exactly. We want to create an environment that works for the client, not for us.
Nice. Well, that's an interesting spin. Maybe we'll try that one day. Yeah.
All right. There you go.
So what's behind the name M6 Media?
M6 Media is actually out of the Bible.
Okay. All right.
Matthew 6. Yeah.
Nice. And what's the connotation there, or serving, or?
Primarily focuses around the Lord's Prayer.
Okay.
And just how you should conduct yourself. And I think that's how you should conduct business.
Okay. So. Well, we're going to have to bring a Bible into the studio.
Right.
So, well, that's interesting. So it has a little inspiration behind.
Absolutely.
And so you kind of imagine that becomes your mantra by default and kind of follow that.
Yeah. Well, we've got a very simple, I started the company with a very simple principle.
Okay.
I wanted to make digital marketing easy to understand and affordable for everybody.
That sounds win-win to me. So, so how did you kind of, you mentioned a little bit beforehand, but getting into this line of work, did it just kind of find you, or?
Well, when I was in prior careers, I've always had some hand in either managing the marketing team, sales, or running them completely. And it's really through that, you know, I saw the evolution of social media, email marketing really come into what it is today. And I found that I had a passion for it, but I kept seeing small businesses that were doing it just atrociously.
Right.
And nonprofits as well. So I saw that need. I found I had a passion for it, and people liked it. So
yeah. And when did you launch this?
It is actually a year and a half old.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, so it's still a pretty new company.
Nice. Throwing your hat in the mix of all the startups here in the hotbed, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So yeah, my first full-on startup entrepreneur experience.
Absolutely, yeah. And so you talked about digital marketing. Kind of where do you see the evolution, or where is this headed?
That's a question I get asked a lot. Yeah. And I was actually thinking about that on my drive in, of where things are kind of headed. You know, a lot of times people ask, what's the next social platform that's going to come up?
Do we need another one, right?
Well, yeah, that's kind of my question.
There's a million of them out there.
I think we're just going to see an evolution within those platforms. Okay. I think we're going to see some that even might merge in time.
Right.
Or start really working together. I think the next big thing, though, is you're going to see that advertising is going to get really intelligent.
Okay.
Way beyond what it even is now. And it's pretty advanced with Facebook ads and stuff like that.
Right.
But I think you're going to see platforms starting to share data.
Okay.
So that they can target us better.
Is this a good or a bad thing? It sounds like a little Big Brother, a little scary, but
I think it's a little creepy in some respect,
right.
But think about as you go through your Facebook feed or you're on Instagram or whatever, and you see that ad that's irrelevant.
Right. Yeah.
You don't want to see it. It kind of takes away from the experience.
That's true.
So would you not want content that matters and be offered promotions and deals that are really important to you? So I think it's in the end, it's going to be a good thing. Right. It's just new.
I guess it's you do raise an interesting point. So if you're at your site and you're seeing advertising that's annoying, right, because it's not relevant, like you said, versus advantageous.
Correct.
So sometimes, they do pick up on your profile and your experience, your shopping experience, and those companies that you align yourself with.
Correct.
And so if you have used something similar and this is the new spin on it.
Yep.
And if you're a big, sailor or whatever your hobby or interests are.
You want something that engages with you. Instagram has been doing a really good job of that, in fact, because forever, like I won't mention the insurance company's name because I don't want to bash anybody, but they were just like in my newsfeed every day. And it was annoying because I wouldn't leave my current insurance insurance company. I wouldn't do it. I like them.
Right.
And I kept telling Instagram, I don't like this. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see this. Finally, it went away.
Right.
And they've gotten to the point that the ads are very relevant. They're brands that I want to engage with.
Well, and also they're not, that costs them money.
Exactly.
Right?
They're wasting dollars
because
they're not going to convert me.
I mean, it's the old version of junk mail, right? Once you get on that list, they can send you every week or all year long. But if I'm not shopping for a certain item.
Yep. It's wasted money.
You know, the $50 million home, why you keep sending me these really expensive catalogs, whatever, right?
Exactly.
So, but that's an interesting point about advertising is that I found this through Google, the ad blocker.
Yep.
And on YouTube, I used to be so annoyed to be watching something and every 2 seconds an ad will pop up all throughout and it would disrupt the next video.
Yep.
But I turned on this feature and from that point on, I can watch live stream on the internet constantly and the video is never interrupted.
Yeah.
It never starts with that ad for the first 30 seconds.
And that's where I think, again, that intelligence is going to just become so much better because it is about, the old marketing saying, right? You know, I've had business owners for years tell me, well, half my money's wasted. I just don't know which half.
Right.
On our marketing. So with the intelligence side of things, we can narrow down and go, okay, these are our customers. These are people who need this.
Right.
And we're going to pay to put it in front of them. And these people? No. So we're not.
Right.
You know, I think that's just going to become more and more powerful.
Yeah.
Remind our listeners, we're talking with Matt Meeks from M6 Media, and you're listening to Buckhead Business Radio X, broadcasting live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. at buckheadbusinessradiox.com. Is audio or podcast considered digital marketing?
I think so, absolutely.
So we are digital marketers, Rich.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right, because this is something new that people are really finding it advantageous to them to add to their digital media bucket and offer the consumer out there.
Especially for those that can provide information or, you know, helpful hints, tools, resources, how-tos.
Mm-hmm.
And with cars now coming equipped with entertainment systems in them that stream that content, it's just going to become even bigger. You know, you don't have to have standard radio or you don't have to even have satellite anymore to get content from anywhere in the world.
And that's what we are really here at the core of things at Business Radio X. We are a content machine.
Yep.
We love to help you generate content for your business. And so the consumer out there can really hear more about your business and giving business a voice. And,
exactly.
and we believe, you know, the audio element of what we offer here is unique to that and no one else is doing it out there.
Yep.
Well, and like ourselves in Hulu and your DVR, it's all content on demand.
Exactly.
Right? That's where it's basically fast tracking, because people, they're not going to just sit there and watch the three networks until a show comes around.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Or they want to skip part of an interview, or they don't want to listen to one person, or they want to listen to something over again. They don't have to wait for it to come off and go back. They can just scroll back.
Yeah, or miss other life experiences just to catch that that program or that song, or whatever. Yeah. And I don't know if this is true, but I have a sense that like it used to be cash is king, right? Cash flow is king. But I think in today's business ecosystem, it's more content is king, and that drives the cash flow. Yes or yes?
Absolutely, yeah. Especially when it comes to internet. That's any SEO marketer or anything like that will tell you really fast, content's still king. Quality content.
Though, yeah, that's true.
Let me reiterate, quality content.
We're in trouble here now.
No, no, you're good.
Okay, good, yeah.
Well, how do you keep up with all the changes on Google, Facebook, Twitter? I mean, where do you go to find your stay ahead of the cutting edge? Yeah,
I read a lot.
All right.
One of my dirty cheats definitely is Google Alerts. If you've never used that, that is a great tool. As Google's constantly crawling all this stuff, you can set it up. It'll email you a rundown, essentially, of what they found that day for those keywords. But I follow a lot of the movers and shakers. You know, I obviously follow very closely all the big platforms and their media outlets.
Right.
But I probably read anywhere from 15 to 30 articles a day.
So trade publications, you stay in contact on social media platforms
These
experts out there on the Twitter sphere, the Facebook world. So it's good to stay connected there. But, you know, people do want to turn it over to a guy like you. They got to run their business. I want you to help me take my business to the next level. So kind of dive into a little bit of the services you provide for them.
Yeah, walk us through. If a person approaches you, what would be their
process? What we would find first is definitely whether they need to in-house the process or completely outsource it. That's step one. There's businesses that have in-house marketing teams that are great, but they just don't understand the speed of change. So we need to go in then and work with them. We need to update the process. We need to update the way they track things. Update their content maybe. Yeah, maybe it's just out of date. So we figure out if they need in-house or outsource. If we determine outsourcing is the best option, then we're going to lay out a complete plan from branding, if it's a brand new thing, all the way to, you know, lead generation and how do we manage those leads. So it really starts with the conversation of, do you need to in-house this process? Can you manage it yourself? Is that the most efficient way of doing it? Versus outsourcing, because that can be very expensive.
And then once you identify what the company needs, is this something you handle on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, or is it just a time frame that you work with them?
It depends on the scope of the project, obviously. If it's something relatively minor, we're just overhauling, say, their email marketing system. You know, that's something we're going to sit down and say, okay, let's do that in 2 months. And we're going to work with you this many times during this. We're going to have this many meetings. We have a few that are, yes, it's just ongoing. You know, we manage the whole brand. We just keep doing it. So it depends on what their budget is, what the outcome needs to be,
what their goals are.
Yeah. Do you have an example of a client that you worked with recently or in the past? We can kind of, you know, roll through that process of, are there certain business sectors that you kind of, you know, find niches in or?
Yeah, we definitely, we don't do anything in the medical field.
Okay.
That's the one industry that I found that there's a lot of great companies that do that.
Right,
and I have no need to reinvent the wheel.
A lot of compliance issues and everything else here, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like financial services.
Correct. And financial, that's one that nobody can touch.
I know, exactly.
There's very few companies that can do anything with them.
We do the Onsite Business Radio, which is where we met. We might talk about that in a minute. But we invited a couple of financial service folks to have a conversation. They wouldn't even...
Well, their compliance department's going to shut them down. They're like, you can read off this pamphlet. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Well, you can't answer questions that we haven't pre-screened.
Yeah.
So that's very frustrating. Yeah, some of the brands we've worked with, we actually work with Network Under 40 and Network Over 40.
Okay, yeah. That's where we originally met, was the Network Over 40. Yeah.
Exactly. So we help manage their whole marketing process.
Okay.
And it's ongoing, monthly.
Okay.
Their event directors, you know, work with us on an ongoing basis, but we manage the whole process.
Okay. The process from blogs to newsletters to the distribution of the event announcements.
Website management, ticketing management.
Even the ticketing.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
We handle the whole process. Now, they're kind of a unique situation that we handle that in depth.
Right.
Most of ours, we do really well in retail and restaurants.
Okay.
I get customer service, and I understand the process of attracting the right kind of customer right. to the business.
And then once you attract them,
how do we close it?
Yeah.
How do we retain them? That's part of the other problem. Most businesses don't think about, can I retain this person long term?
Right.
You know, because it's not just about get them in the door, get the dollars out of their pocket, but can I get them to come back and be happy?
Right. Well, I subscribe to the philosophy of in business of basically, instead of, you know, most people talk about closing a deal, think in terms of opening a new account.
Agreed.
Because if you open an account, that's an ongoing process, and you're opening that transaction rather than close that deal and moving on to the next one. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Well, I just had a conversation actually this morning with somebody, and I told him, I said, you know, business is relationship. It's not about closing the business deal. It's about closing a relationship. Yeah. It's about continuing to maintain
But opening those. That relationship, opening the door. But I guess there are some, you know, widgets that are sold out there that's transactional, you know, right? But
yeah, I mean, there's definitely those. But I think at the end of the day, any business still boils down to the type of relationships you maintain, especially if you want to be around for any length of time.
Yeah. I know we get some other questions, but I want to go back to this Google Alerts.
Yeah.
So I've heard that term, but I mean, how do you, what do you do with that information? Or even for ourselves or some other company, what would be the purpose of monitoring then? And then how do you leverage that information?
Yeah, essentially, it's a you can either get it instantly, a daily digest, or I think it's got a weekly digest
that
option.
That would probably be my preference.
Because, yeah, like certain things I get daily that I want a daily digest of that are more instant. You know, what's happening with Twitter's newsfeed or what's happening with Facebook's algorithm or something. And literally, you just go in and tell it the keywords you want them to search for. And as they crawl those articles, they build an email you those articles listed out.
So what are examples maybe we could utilize here just as a case study, like what's going on in the public relations?
Absolutely. Or you
industry?
Could say like new businesses in Atlanta, you know, find keywords that are, you know, grand opening for business in Atlanta or, you know, new startup in Atlanta.
Yeah, startup, business press releases, you know, some business is making a new announcement of a new service they're offering or a new business coming to town. We want to highlight them here at our studio.
Or like, I know this is radio, so I'm pointing to the board just for Matt's benefit here, but we have up on our wall here on our whiteboard some types of business sectors that we'd like to reach out to. So could we basically plug in those keywords?
Absolutely.
So we're talking what, payroll, consulting, training?
Yep. You plug that in, tell Google, I want articles that have those words in it.
Relevant, but then we would, then you could, how much can you pare that down? You know, you would say that keyword plus you would add zip codes or Atlanta or
they have some advanced filtering functions.
Yeah, that's the filtering. That's
the easiest way is to localize the result in the keyword, right? So I'm going to say payroll services Atlanta.
Yeah, that's
I want all those things to be present in the article that's rendered to me.
You know, I didn't believe it, but I actually feel tech smart.
Matt Meeks can make that happen for you from M6 Media.
I'll send an invoice.
I mean, that's it. That's a great, I mean, that's unbelievable, if I can borrow that from, again, a useful tool, what I call a great takeaway, because not just for our, but sometimes I relate it to our perspective, but then anybody's listening can plug in their business.
Agreed. It's a great function. And two, monitoring your personal brand, or for instance, a business brand.
Yeah.
Plug that in, and anytime Google finds it, they're going to send it to you and say, hey, so-and-so is talking about you, basically.
That's what we need to know here is how many times people are reaching out to Business Radio X, particularly the Buckhead Studio, to get information from us.
Yeah. Wow. Or if somebody did an article on you, for instance. Let's say I go back and have a content writer whip up a thing about the interview.
Yeah.
Google's going to hit our site. You're going to get a notification eventually that says, hey, M6 Media said this about you, basically.
That's great. We can share that, Twitter it out, make sure other people are getting traction out of it as well.
And invite those folks in the studio for a more in-depth conversation.
Absolutely.
We did that to happen a while back before I was doing, realized about the Google Alerts, the application. I've heard of it, but didn't connect the dots. And that somebody had written a blog about specifically this studio and the work we were doing and some colleagues that had a great experience and how it differed from some other experiences that they had.
Yeah.
And they had to forward it over to me. I didn't know it existed, right?
Exactly.
So now you can get an alert. Yes. And you also mentioned you can get a daily alert or a weekly. So what would be an example of when you get alerted weekly?
Well, I think you can get it I think it's instant. Like as soon as they find an article, they'll just generate an email with just that article. You can get the daily digest, which is what I would recommend because otherwise it's, you know, a ridiculous number of emails.
Right. Yeah.
And then your weekly, for instance, like I get a weekly digest on anything that talks about Apple. I'm a Apple fan, not to, you know, do too much free promotion, but I am.
Okay.
So I get a weekly digest on Saturdays, you know, on my off time or whatever that I scroll through and see, you know, what's the stock doing? What's some of the recent articles? Who's talking about it? What's going on?
Oh, that's good.
They did have a bump here just recently, right?
They did.
Apple, yeah. That's what I heard.
It's, yeah.
But I follow peaches because we're in the peach state. I don't know why you guys, Apple, but.
Peaches for free. Yeah. Well, remind our listeners, we're talking with Matt Meeks. He's with M6 Media. You can find him on the website at m6media.net. For more information there, you can also follow him on Twitter, twitter.com/m6_media.
Yep.
So definitely reach out to him. If you have any technology questions, Matt can make it look simple and answer all your questions for you.
Absolutely.
And make you feel smarter. You may not be smarter, but I feel smarter.
We try.
There's no guarantee here, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So talk to me about the most, if you had listeners listening, what's the most important takeaway for businesses when it comes to digital marketing? What are some key do's and don'ts, if you will, right?
There's really two.
Okay.
For everybody, I don't care what kind of business you are, your website is critical. That is ground zero for marketing. That is ground zero for communication. That should be ground zero for moving your sales process, everything. Your website should be driving that. A lot of times businesses invest all this money, energy, and great offices, staff, and then throw a website together in a few weeks for a few $100 and go. And they don't ever see anything from it, you know, so invest. And it doesn't have to be a ridiculously expensive site. That's not the point. It just needs to be well put together and thought out. And then if you're a brick and mortar, right, you've got a physical location, you need to be claiming your businesses on Google+, Apple Maps, you know, Bing, Yahoo just killed their maps program, so I wouldn't worry about them. But Yelp, things like that, so that people can find you. You know, I mean, people turn to their mobile devices when they want to find something. Google says 97% of people turn to search first when they're trying to find what they want. You know, they don't just go look to the phone book or go walking down the street. So you've got to be able to be found online. So website's number one, invest in it, do it well. And then two would be claiming those listings, making sure you can be found. Google yourself. You know, do you show up? What shows up?
Great 2 points, and I just made a couple of notes on that. It's amazing how many websites you go to, and those two words appear, under construction.
Yeah.
I'm just
coming
shocked.
Coming
soon. and it's like from a couple of years, or I mean, at the very least, just like a landing page that has your name and phone number or something, right?
Basic info.
Or just a picture
else.
And some pretty, not big brands, but big names, or you have the perception. Right?
Correct.
If I go to this this site, because they're touting all this magical, mystical kind of stuff, and they're these global internet gurus and heroes or whatever, right? And you go there, and it's just, it's not, sometimes it's being misdirected on LinkedIn. We didn't talk about this, but amazing how many times you go to LinkedIn, and they updated their profile, which is their new business name up top. Now they're at ABZ. They used to be at XYZ. Mm-hmm. But all of their links, they never changed any of their links.
Yep.
And I've seen people in banking or certain profession, they made a lateral move.
Mm-hmm.
All of their website and links are going to their competitor that they used to work for.
Yeah.
Or
very common.
Or all three links, it'll be company website, personal website, Twitter, Facebook, all go to the same place, all to LinkedIn or broken links. I mean.
Yeah. Well, and broken links are, you want to frustrate a human. That's the fastest way to do it, is it not? When we click on something and it just pulls up, can't be found.
Yeah.
What?
Because, I mean, I don't know.
I get that 404 error code.
Yep.
Yeah, what does 404 stand for? That's our error code here.
Yeah, but it always...
Atlanta is always the problem? Is that what you're saying?
It's Atlanta. It's us. We lost it.
Right, yeah. But yeah, I caught up in traffic. But the... back to, you know, that pet peeve of, like, you go to that broken link, and they don't even realize it. So, I mean, that's probably...
Businesses do the exact same thing. Restaurants are the world's worst to move because they get a better lease. They're doing great. They need to expand. So they move, but they don't move themselves digitally.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't tell Google. They don't tell anybody else, hey, we physically moved. So you've got people going to old locations, them showing up as closed. You know, it's not complicated. It's free in most cases.
Right.
You know.
And speaking of that, with Google Maps, I know... Ryan just normally hangs a window in the, or a sign in the window here, but but actually I was just teasing about that. But the I went to the Google Max process and had to go to Google, go to our Google Plus, fill out a bunch of information. Then they had to mail me a physical letter in the mail.
Correct.
To confirm the address. I had to then put that in. It took a lot of effort, but it's kind of cool now. You know, we type in Buckhead Business Radio X and it comes up. We see our little star on the map and mm-hmm. it's actual a place, a destination, but it's not an easy process to do that.
Well, and it depends on, because probably you were new.
Yeah.
And two, because you're in an office building.
Right.
You know, you've got multiple people claiming the same primary address versus if you've got a unique address.
Yeah.
Sometimes, especially if Google's already picked up that information from some other
and
source.
And they hadn't, yeah.
They'll call your phone number.
Okay.
And they'll let you verify through the phone.
Okay.
So.
And finally, you mentioned Bing. I mean, do we need to do that as well?
Yeah. I mean, Google, depends on who you ask, controls roughly 67-ish% of all search traffic.
Right.
So that's obviously the majority. But Bing makes up a portion of it. And because you've got people using Microsoft devices, they default to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Unless somebody goes in and changes. So yeah, Bing is important.
But we don't need to do Yelp and all the other stuff because that's just...
Depends on the type of business. Yeah. And two, like Apple pulls a lot of information from Yelp.
Okay.
So with all these Apple devices running around, if your business isn't listed on Apple or Yelp, the chances are you're not going to show up on Apple devices because they don't talk to Google anymore.
And you said there's an Apple Map or something? Or
yep. Apple Map Connect, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. If you Google that, they finally have given us a portal that you can go in and set up your Apple Map listing through them directly.
Thanks. And now we got lots simple. More homework. I was excited. I felt tech smart. Now I'm like,
yeah,
homework.
Well, it seems like the digital marketing platforms are always evolving. There's new stuff being added daily. Where do you see this going over the next few years with digital marketing? What are some of the things you see out there on the horizon?
Yeah. I think the advertising world is going to just become ridiculously intelligent, almost to the creepy point. There's some companies in Atlanta that are doing some really cool stuff. With billboards and mall kiosks and things like that that engage with you as you walk by.
They read your cell phone,
See
what you've been searching as you walk by.
Change
this digital.
Ad.
That's right there to your liking. How about that?
Yep. So I think that, and then I think we're going to see where an evolution, especially like Facebook, they've already kind of done it, where they want to be your one source. They want to integrate news and phone calls and video chat, and they want you to stay on the platform all day long. They don't want you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you to go look at the Fox News site or the radio business. They want you to look at Facebook. They want you to see that source there.
Right, yeah. Speaking of the billboard scene, what's that website? Madison. It's all controversy. They're trying to shut down right now.
Ashley Madison.
Ashley Madison.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it'd be a little awkward if you're walking with your wife next to and it all the billboard changes to Ashley Madison, whatever.
Don't want that happening. Yeah. So.
That's probably not what we're going to do. You're going to see like banks is the commute, you know, changes in the evening, change to, hey, refinance your house, as opposed to maybe through the rest of the day. It's, hey, come eat lunch here.
No, so it's you got to stay up to date if you're a business owner and stay relevant if you want to be found out there for your digital marketing. If you find it to be overwhelming or don't have enough time in your day, reach out to Matt Meeks at M6 Media and he can take care of these needs for you, right? How does business find you these days? Is it mainly through referral or do people find you on the internet?
The bulk of my business is referral. I've really worked hard to build, like I said, the relationship side of things. So that's definitely the bulk. We also do a lot of work with chambers. And go in and work with chambers of commerce. We do stuff like this, you know, to get the word out, talk about, you know, what are some of the best practices and things. And then people just naturally reach out and contact from that.
Nice.
Very good.
It's interesting. The internet guy says by referrals, whatever. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. When people ask, like, how much do you spend in ads on internet? I'm like, very little, actually. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Well, do you go to other networking events? And we know we saw you at the Over 40 because you handle their digital marketing primarily, but that would be another great place to meet people and
correct,
find.
Yeah, we do generate a lot of business through both of those avenues.
And how many on staff over there at M6 Media? Is it just you or do you have a whole team of folks supporting you?
It is just me.
Wow.
Actually. I have contractors.
Okay.
I do have an assistant, I guess. She's full time. But yeah, I don't have any full time staff.
No,
well, that's
in a virtual world.
How about that?
Yeah. So, so before we wrap up, just so when you're not working and doing digital marketing and online, what do you do offline? I guess that kind of inspires you or mentors you go to or.
Yeah, it's a great question. I get asked that. Somebody asked me the other day what was my hobby.
Yeah,
and I was like, reading about what I do for a living. I don't, yeah. Does that classify as a hobby? Do I have a problem?
Yeah. Workaholic.
Definitely love golf.
Okay.
I don't get to go golfing much, but I have a passion for it. And then as far as what inspires me, I've always had a heart for kids. I do a lot of work with orphan ministries, things like that. So that's where I pour my extra time and, you know, intentionally.
So if you could do some digital marketing for a golfing tournament that supports orphan children, I think you would hit a home run.
Yeah, happy. That's what I'm doing. I'm gonna
not a home run.
Work
that's a baseball, dude.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, but it's all about finding that passion and making it you know your daily mission to help those communities and people and really doing good things out there. So. Definitely, Matt, you know, you are changing digital marketing and you are servicing those businesses who need change so their business gets a higher profile on the internet out there in the digital world. Absolutely. Make sure you reach out to Matt on LinkedIn. You can find him at M-A-T-P Meeks, M-E-E-K-S on LinkedIn, or you also can connect with his company on LinkedIn. company/M6 Media for more information about his services, how he can help you take your digital marketing to the next level.
Absolutely. Matt, it was a pleasure having you here in the studio and getting
Thank
to,
you for having me.
I know we interviewed you at, for Onsite Business Radio.
Yep.
Just a little snippet, a little teaser. That was the trailer. This is the full, interview here. So thanks for being in the studio.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, guys. It's a pleasure. Mm-hmm.
So maybe just a couple of closing thoughts on what's going on here at the studio and upcoming. And we mentioned our event and some other shows.
Just had Kids Business Radio this past Saturday. That was another great episode of kid entrepreneurs who are changing the world.
Oh, it was awesome. It was always very entertaining. We do that the fourth Saturday of the month. So I'll be back in the studio here in August for that. We have food and beverage coming up next month. That's always a big hit. And what are some other ones, Ryan?
Georgia Business Radio every Friday.
Personal favorite of yours.
My favorite show every Friday, 10 a.m. We feature...
Who's the host there?
Some guy named Ryan. I'm not sure.
Red Hawk McPherson.
Yeah, that would be me. But we feature business leaders, thought leaders from the state of Georgia, all around the state, from Atlanta to Savannah, whoever is doing good business here in Georgia. We want you on Georgia Business Radio.
And you've had some amazing... I mean, check out the site. Just go to georgiabusinessradio.com.
That's right.
And there's the guest list is, I mean, I'm jealous of the folks you had on your show.
And you know, the great thing about what we do, we record some of these broadcasts or all of these broadcasts, and they can all be found online at a later date, as you mentioned earlier, content on demand. So go back and check out some of these past broadcasts and really get to know some of these interviews that we've done to help you, you know, succeed in your business as well.
And just another quick note, we had Franchise Business Radio in. Pam Curie was here as the host. Quick story is she always has some very inspiring folks with some compelling stories to tell. But she had reached out to Franchise Direct, which is a global company, and they are our icons in that industry. And we were searching for them. It turns out they were in our building. They're based here, although he's from Ireland and travels all around the world, but he has a space right here at our building, which is pretty amazing.
Peachtree Offices, who underwrites our Atlanta Legal Expert Show, which we have every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. You can tune in and listen to that live or go back out and check out some more of that information at AtlantaLegalExperts.com.
Absolutely. So we'll see you next week here on Buckhead Business Radio. Rich Casanova, along with Ryan Redhawk McPherson, signing off. Remember, do well, be good. That's one word, do well, be good.